Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Tom Beaudet has the lead, Peter. He has 4 points. Amy Dickinson has 3. Mo Rocca has 2.
Mo, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when you begin your first question. Fill in the blank. In an event dubbed Starmageddon, President Obama held a fundraising dinner this week at Blank's house.
George Clooney.
Right. In a late-night email to supporters on Monday, former Republican presidential candidate Blank endorsed Mitt Romney.
Rick Santorum.
Right. Best known for his book, Where the Wild Things Are, author Blank died Tuesday at age 83.
Maury Sendak.
Yes. Wanting to be, quote, cooler, a Nebraska man has legally changed his name to Blank.
Joe Cool.
Tyrannosaurus Rex. Okay. On Wednesday, the game maker Rovio announced that its game Blank had been downloaded 1 billion times.
Angry Birds?
Yes. In a ceremony in Greece on Thursday, the torch that will make its way to London for the summer Blank was lit.
Olympics.
Yes. This week, the Wall Street Journal did a story on a coffee shop that offers lattes, cappuccinos, and Blank.
Junk bonds? I don't know.
It offers lattes, cappuccinos, and paternity tests. To attract business from a nearby courthouse, City Coffee in Camden, New Jersey, is expanding its menu to include drug screening, tax preparation, and paternity tests. It can be a little dangerous mixing up these services. There's nothing more awkward than finding out you're the father of a grande chai tea latte. Carol, how did Mo do in our quiz?
Mo had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points, and Mo has the lead.
All right. Amy, you're up next. Amy, please fill in the blank. After 4 years as prime minister, on Monday, Blank was sworn in for his third term as president of Russia.
Putin.
Yes. Days after she announced her dual citizenship, former GOP presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann withdrew her citizenship with Blank.
Switzerland?
Yes. Scott Thompson, the CEO of Yahoo, apologized this week for falsifying his blank, but said he would not step down.
His resume educational.
Yes. Yes. One airline paid tribute to the late Beastie Boy MCA by posting blank above their departure gate.
I don't know.
They posted the sign, "You've got to fight for your flight to departy."
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm sure he would have been proud of that.
I think so.
Boy.
Hairstyling legend Blank died on Wednesday at the age of 84.
Vidal Sassoon.
Right. I'll have another beat out the favorites to win this year's Blank last Saturday.
Kentucky Derby.
Right. An Iranian news agency photo of a ballistic missile test was determined to be fake after observers found Blank.
It was a banana?
No.
It
was... They found that the photo also contained a giant waving Jar Jar Binks.
No! No!
To Iran's credit, choosing the photoshopped Jar Jar photo did show some restraint. It could have gone with a photo of their missiles destroying the Death Star. If nothing else, the image reveals there's at least one more person in Iran more loathsome than Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. No. Mahmoud's like, that guy? I hate that guy.
I hate that guy.
Carl, how did Amy do in our quiz this week?
Amy had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She now has 13 points, and Amy has taken the lead.
Well done. All right, then. How many does Tom need to win?
5 correct answers.
All right, Tom. This is for the game. On Tuesday, voters in North Carolina passed a constitutional amendment against Blank.
Gay marriage.
Right. While on a flight to impress buyers, a new jetliner made in Blank crashed in Indonesia.
In Russia.
Yeah. On Wednesday, it was announced that a plan to close thousands of rural Blanks will be scrapped in favor of shorter hours.
Post offices.
Right. After over 30 years in office, Senator Blank lost the Indiana GOP primary.
Dick Lugar.
Right. This week, a Pennsylvania company sued Captain Morgan Rum for Blank.
The spray application.
No, for piracy. This week, archaeologists uncovered an ancient Mayan mural that seems to contradict the theory that the world will blank in 2012.
Well, and?
Yes, this week BBC Scotland surprised viewers with substitute weatherman Blank.
Substitute weatherman, what's his name?
The guy.
Yeah, no, the guy, right.
The guy whose name is?
Al Roker.
No.
Prince Al Roker.
Prince Charles.
Right, that it, weatherman.
It's adorable.
Did
watch it online.
Did he predict a lot of warming?
That was pretty close.
No. A University of Iowa student was busted using a stolen ID to get into a bar when it turned out the ID belonged to Blank.
The bouncer.
Yes, in fact, indeed. The bouncer definitely ideas.
Only because it's this show did I know that answer, right.
19-year-old Stephen J. Fiorella tried to get into a club using a fake ID he just bought at a party. Unfortunately for him, it didn't take the bouncer more than a second to realize he was staring at his own stolen driver's license. Carl, did Tom do well enough to win?
He needed 5 correct answers, but Tom had 6 correct answers. So with 16 points, Tom Bodette is this week's champion.
Well done, Tom.
Thank you very much.